All right, good afternoon, guys, or whatever time is there where you live. I hope you are all doing great. This is George, eGamers.io, and this is the Blockchain Gaming Digest Sunday today. I believe you are not working, but as you can see, we do work. So let's get straight to the news. This was a very interesting week. I'll just keep what is written here and talk a bit. We had three sales. It was Guild of Guardians, right? Ember Sword, Sandbox. All three sales got some issues, but Ember Sword was a total mess. It's kind of normal, actually, if you think about this. In blockchain gaming and NFT sales, sometimes things don't work. A lot of people trying to get at the same time the NFTs. So servers go down, blockchains go down, whatever. Polygon went down, actually, in Ember's World sale. While the sale was a mess, it was sold out, obviously. And the developer said that in order to make up for the users, the next sale, which we don't know when, but the next sale will have 50% discount in land. We took some land. Not anything fancy, not cities or town, just some regular plots, 5 or 6, I think so. And we wait for the game to get released. It will take a long time. I don't think we're going to see Ember's World this year. Now, let's get to the most played games of this week, which is Alien Worlds, more than 3,100 players. Upland 64, Air Planet 36. These are weekly, right? Weekly players. And for more games, you should visit our blockchain games list. This is the one we update this regularly. Now, volume, Mobox NFT Farmer 7.5 million, right? Axie Infinity 6.3 million, Guild of Guardians 2 million, and we don't track Ember's World data. So Ember's World is not in these three projects. Tweet of the week. Maxim, CEO of Engines, at least in this tweet, he said in 2017, Engine birthed the NFTs, and now in 21, they're going to do this again. He's talking about multi-platform NFTs. Who knows? JumpNet is really close, by the way, guys. So probably to the most buzz news for this week, GameStop joins the NFT industry. They released a landing page and they are asking for people to contact them. They are hiring engineers, designers, gamers, marketers, whatever. They are hiring. So probably GameStop is trying to avoid bankrupt. Obviously, retailer in games and movies and all that stuff is not something that can be, let me say, it's not a work for this era, right? Everything is digital. Now, to move on, Engine airdrops 50,000 tokens to demonstrate the Beam QR marketing tool. We have used the BR... the Beam QR, excuse me, a lot of times in the past. It's a great service and you can use it to distribute massively fungible and non-fungible tokens. For the record, the campaign of Engine resulted in 37,000 new wallet downloads. If you don't have Engine wallet in your mobile, you are missing. Now let's get to Vulkan Forge news. A lot of news from the Vulkan ecosystem. First things first, they got listed on KuCoin. So there is a centralized exchange now rather than the Uniswap. It was only on Uniswap. So then they launched the Launchpad, the Vulkan Game Launchpad, which is an initiative with development grant for 50 teams. Vulkan is trying to bring games and dApps on board, so they are offering 40k in development grants, marketing, and some tools to mint NFTs and all that stuff. New game joins the Vulkaverse ecosystem. It's called Hellhades Incarnate. It's an upcoming 3D board strategy game. It will get released soon, so you should check this out. Splinterlands will launch the SPS token on Binance Smart Chain. So things in Splinterlands are actually changing with the SPS. Based on what you hold and what Splinterland cards you hold and many other factors, you will get SPS airdrop. Now, we have released an article on eGamers.io. You should check this. My Metaverse becomes the world's first eco-friendly gaming platform. They managed to reduce their carbon footprint by 4 times. That's very good news. Crobytes will launch CBX token. Crobytes is one of the oldest blockchain games, actually. It's centralized, but it uses Tron ecosystem for the tokens and the economy. Until recently, there wasn't any token. Then they did the Crobytes gold or something. And now they're going to release the CBX. I'm eager to see how will this play out. So Farsight Economics, the pre-order of Farsight begins tomorrow, guys. And if you want to join, we have released an article about the economics of the game. If you are planning to play Farsight, and most importantly, if you are planning to buy in the pre-order, you should definitely check this article out. It will be a great help and it will guide you on what crates you should get or not. This is not financial advice. If you buy anything, it's on you. And if you want to buy anything, feel free to use our link. You will help the eGamers project. Thank you very much from me and from all the team. Let's move on to Blanco's Block Party. June 2. Great update, play to earn mechanics, something that was missing for Blancos. So mark your calendar, play Blancos on June 2, there will be play to earn mechanics in the game. Moving up next, Gary V said that 98 and 99% of the NFTs are not a good investment. He said some valid points and frankly, I agree with him. If you buy tokenized dogs or whatever, yeah, don't hope to resell them. Blockchain Game Alliance adds 2 new members. Ethermore, a fantasy world, and the NFT platform, DotMoves. Animoca Brands and Hedera announced Helix Wrap, an NFT-based football game. So there is going to be a football game on Hedera, with NFTs backed by 8-bar tokens. Whatever Animoca is doing is going well, so I suggest you to check out this game. Kingdom Carnage introduced 3 new characters. This is an engine game. If you haven't played this, it's mobile. You should try it out. NBA Top Shot reached 1 million users. The flow-based platform is doing great. They see some exponential growth. A new award winning, no, basically it's not new, but it's new for us at least. The Gardens Between launched on Pavilion Hub, a blockchain gaming platform on Phantasma Chain. And this game has won 12 awards and it has been nominated I don't know how many times. Great graphics. I think it costs $20 on Steam and you can own the game and the achievements. So if you buy it through Pavilion, you actually own the game and you can sell it in the form of non-fungible token. So Ember's World land sale, I talked about this before. What you should know is that the next sale will have a 50% discount. And lastly, for today, Tybalt's Marketplace raises 1.14 million in a funding round led by Dapper Labs. This is a marketplace which is kind of different than one we have used to. players, basically users, will exchange NFTs for NFTs, not for cash, not for crypto. So it's a different model. It has a name, but I'm missing this model, what the name is right now. So anyway, that's all for this week. I hope you guys enjoyed this blockchain gaming digest. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you next week. Please follow, like, subscribe, leave a good comment or leave a bad comment, everything you want, whatever you want to do. And see you again next Sunday.